on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
Now it's time for Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady is back on, you know you love her. And she's reading out the emails and texts that you've been sending this week.
Today, Tuesday the 30th, Scott Mills came into where I worked with the Hoff.
That makes it sound like she works with the Hoff.
Mm.
I don't think that's true.
I would just like to add that they may quite possibly have cleared the country of brie, as they ordered copious amounts of the stuff.
Oh, right, I know what this is now.
How much brie did you have?
Well, it wasn't me so much, it was, we were in a really nice pub in Devon, in Croyde.
Right.
And David was like, what's deep fried brie? And I explained that it was cheese and that he had to
have
some.
Does he have a real problem with cheese being hot in any way, shape or form? Can he not get his head around that?
He doesn't get cheese on toast, doesn't really get deep fried brie.
Right.
But I thought it was deep fried camembert, isn't it? That you have?
Well, this was deep fried brie.
I like the way, in the original letter, it did say county, but the Posh Radio 4 lady read it out as country, which I think is probably more accurate.
Yeah. So he ordered some brie, and then he really liked it, so he ordered another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And then he was like, hey guys, has anyone ever tried deep fried brie? To pretty much the whole of the pub, and then and bought some for all of them. I don't know why. And that's
generous
why,
of him.
He is a very generous man. And that's why they probably have run out of brie now.
Good sports. Are they going to be back tomorrow? We need to know in order to prepare more brie. Legends. Douay. The Thatch. Croyde.
Yeah, they're nice there. Don't worry, we're not heading to Devon anytime soon, so just replenish your stocks of brie for next time. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the Posh Radio 4 lady. I was catching up on some podcasts that I hadn't heard, and I listened to the one where you mentioned a man sharing an ice cream with his dog. Well, the other day, I was eating a raisin bun thing, and my dog suddenly thought he'd have a bite. As I was enjoying the bun so much, I just kept eating it. It didn't taste different at all. Also, please, please, can you play the I'm Coming to Get You, Barbara clip that was played at the beginning of last year? Me and my mate Jess loved it. And hi to all my friends in New Zealand who download the podcast. Love you, Jojo, 14, from Wellington, New Zealand, XX.
I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
Have you?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be beautiful.
I can't believe she ate the currant bun that her dog had eaten.
No, like, maybe that's passable behaviour in New Zealand, but it's not right.
I've been to New Zealand and I didn't have to share any food with any animals.
Right, so they don't make you do it?
No, I don't think it's that. You don't go to a restaurant and there's like a monkey sat next to you and you have to share your cheese board with them, no.
Right, but I do reiterate, licking an ice cream and then letting your dog lick it and then you licking it again is all wrong. I know it's hot weather, I know that your dog's probably hot as you are, but don't do it. It's really gross. And don't share raisin buns with them either, even in New Zealand.
I can't share ice creams with other people, let alone dogs.
No, it's not right.
The one that doesn't speak had the reject of my ice cream yesterday, and I was
You left the cone.
Yeah.
And he just delved in there. Yeah. You don't like the cone bit, do you? Really?
No.
Oh, and also, just for you, Jojo.
They're coming to get you.
That was ages ago. Scary children.
They're coming to get you, Papa.
That still freaks me out. Yeah. Next.
Dear Chappers, enclosed are some VIP passes for 42nd Street and the venue nightclubs. We hope that you didn't have too much of a bad experience, despite being chased the last time you were here. It wasn't me, honestly. Hope to see you soon, Celine.
What's this about?
That was ages ago, wasn't it? When I can't even remember what we were talking about. But I once got chased out of 42nd Street, which is a club in Manchester, by a girl with an unfeasibly large chin.
Right. I don't remember this.
Anyhow, I know, obviously,
why did she chase you out?
Do you know what? I can't remember. The details are quite sketchy, as most details in 42nd Street were quite sketchy.
Did you say, oi, you've got an unfeasibly large chin?
No, I didn't, no.
And that's why she chased you?
No, I didn't, because I wouldn't be that rude. Anyhow, well, that's very kind of them.
So you can go back anytime you want.
Excellent.
You've got the keys to 42nd Street.
Keys to 42nd Street.
What is that?
It's not quite what they're saying, but brill.
Anytime.
As long as she ain't there.
Is it the kind of place that you would like to go to again?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there.
What?
But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we do, have like a group outing?
What, a group outing to 42nd Street? Yeah, why not?
All right. Next time we're in Manchester. Next.
Dear Scott, my daughter and I are safety marshals at Donington and found this camera close to the download site. Should we print the pictures? Will they come out? Are they funny? Can you find the loser? Of the camera, I mean. Do you care? We're sure you'll make the right decision. Yours, Gavin.
Gavin, we haven't done this for ages. Do you remember we went through a stage of, you know, like people find fun cameras, those like disposable cameras? Because, you know, people sometimes are a little careless and they just leave in places. And we got people to send them in to us and we developed the photos just to see what was on them. Generally, it's fairly disappointing, but every now and again,
there was the old bit of nudity, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. So, yes, you should get them developed, and yes, you should tell me what is on the pictures.
There are great pictures that aren't just of naked people, Chappers.
I wasn't saying they were the great pictures. I was just saying that on most of the films, there was the odd bit of nudity. That was all.
Also, I find it quite old school to get pictures developed now, so I'd quite like to go again and do it.
I'm not once sure I want to see nudity at download, though.
Oh. Anyway, yes, you should get them done. Let us know what happens.
No, we've got it. He sent it in with his letter.
Oh, we've got it already?
Yes, I've got it upstairs on my desk.
There you
amazing.
Go.
Right.
Off you go, Becky.
Yep, let's do it.
I thought Chappers did the developing.
No.
I'd quite like you to go today.
Yeah, okay.
Mate, if not today,
got
tomorrow.
Got to keep it fresh. Yeah. Change things about
it. I get them done by tomorrow. Is that all right?
Amazing. Yes, thank you. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. For the past week or so, Scott's cheeky little face has replaced the Google logo on my laptop.
Hey? Are you looking at this now?
Oh, yeah.
What? So, what happens?
Well, you know when you type in I don't know what the technical term is for this, but you know when you type in a web address and a little kind of...
The URL?
Yeah. Well, I know the technical term for that, but you know how a little picture appears...
Check it out.
You know how a little picture appears at the top left-hand corner? Depending
on the tab.
On the tab, depending on what site you're on. Well, on this... On this person, when they've gone to Google, instead of like a G thing in the top left-hand corner on the by the URL on the tab, there's a picture of you.
Well, how's that happened?
I don't know.
At first, I was quite scared, disturbed, and upset. Mm. Now, however, I think of it as a pet, a strange, leering pet.
How has this happened?
It does shift.
The most rubbish pet ever.
Yeah. It also shifts the URL way across the screen because it's one of those pictures where you've got massive ears.
It's the pob one.
Oh, I'm not the pob photo again.
Oh, good grief.
What?
If you don't know pob, Google pob and it looks like Scott.
In that photo.
Yeah, only in that photo.
I have some fairly hefty ears myself, so I'm not one to talk. But every time I log on the old laptop, I look forward to seeing Scott's tiny little monkey face. I do have to wonder, though, am I the only person in the world to be blessed with this gift? Or is Scott the new face of Google? See attached image. Love you, Ellie, off of Edinburgh, originally New Zealand, smiley, XXX.
Right, if anyone else has had my face with massive ears appear on their Google, let me know.
That'd be Google. Google could use your ears in one of their designs. That'd be brilliant.
No, it wouldn't.
You haven't got that big ears,
thank
I don't
thank you, Becky.
Think.
Well, you can't see them now. They're covered up with headphones.
Oh, yeah.
He does have bigger headphones than the rest. Oh!
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
You're listening to Radio 1. Hugh Stevens on at 7 o'clock tonight. Got another sound clash. It's Hugh versus the people tonight from 7. I've got Mr. Hudson, that Supernova tune coming up, and Kings of Leon, and our record of the week, which is Big from Pitbull. Now some more Dear Scott, read out by a posh Radio 4 lady.
Dear Scott, I am currently riding an old moped from Sydney to London and wondered if you wanted any traffic reports from the Middle East. I'm currently in Thailand playing ping pong, but will soon be on a plane with my bike Dot to Nepal. From there, we'll drop down through India, then find out what the roads are like as we head west through Pakistan, Iran and Turkey. I reckon they'll be quite dangerous and with many elephants, but we'll make it. Nathan and Dot. P.S. We're doing it for comic relief.
Oh, a good cause.
Very good cause.
I'm not really that interested in traffic jams in Iran, though.
Emailing whilst playing ping pong
in Thailand.
It wasn't an email, it's an actual postcard.
Oh,
is it?
Old school postcard, yeah.
So this person's actually written into us?
Yeah.
Also, Thailand and Nepal aren't in the Middle East.
What,
Iran is.
Yeah, good geographical
and
knowledge.
So is Pakistan. Yes.
Yeah.
I looked on his website and apparently he's struggling to get into China at the moment.
Oh, is he?
He's having visa problems.
Oh, love him.
I'm not sure they'll be able to get traffic reports out of Iran at the moment.
No, actually, that's true. So, not that interested, but it's good to know that you're listening. People listen to our podcast in all over the world. I had someone in Tibet who downloads the podcast today.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Listen to a month's worth on their travels. Next.
Hi, Scott. I really want to ask your opinion about something. It's bothering me somewhat. Today, I was in my bedroom, just tidying up, as you do. I was just about to get changed to go out with some mates when the window cleaner appeared on a ladder at the window. So I decided to get some lunch and get changed later because, well, it would be less embarrassing. I went downstairs to have some lunch and sat down, and there he is again, watching me having lunch. For some reason, I found this kind of awkward. So I went into the utility to iron my clothes, but I see his mate is cleaning that window. I was being chased around the house by window cleaner people. What would you do? Does anyone else have window cleaner is watching you phobia? Love, Kathy, off of Kent, 16.
Thanks, Kathy. I've had that before, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do the window cleaners follow you around?
No, they don't follow me around. I remember in my old flat, I was in bed once, and it was when I was doing early mornings. I was in bed at, like, I don't know, midday, because I used to sleep in the day, and then they were. It's like,
why did you sleep with your curtains open? Why did you sleep with your curtains open?
They're only slightly open, but I could see the man peering in.
I've never worked out how it works with window cleaners. Do you have to book an appointment and they come round? Because most people seem to think they just turn up.
They do just turn up, like, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
If they just turn up and then clean your windows, do you have to pay them, or...?
Yeah.
What if you didn't want them doing?
Well, then you tell the window cleaner to turn up at your house.
Is that a couple of weeks ago?
No, I obviously remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I never knew if my mum, like, arranged an appointment or whether they just... Because I could just turn up at your house and do something amazing for you and then ask you to pay me.
Thanks very much for the offer, but you're all right. Thanks. I've got all...
Becky, come back.
No, you're fine, Becky. In all honesty, I'm... All my household jobs are sorted.
It's presumptuous, isn't it? To just turn
it certainly is, Becky. You were being incredibly
presumptuous. You're right there.
But you're all right. Thanks for the offer. Maybe another time.
Anyway, yes, I have had that before. I don't know. The window cleaners haven't come around my place for ages. You're right, love.
Good.
Anyone else been followed around by a window cleaner, then let me know, please. Next.
Hi, Scott. Can you ask Chappers and Dave why they only have Boddingtons and sweets on their DJ rider? I'd have a much better selection of stuff on my rider. Cheers, Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. What, I can imagine Chris Martin probably has got more than Boddingtons and sweets on his rider.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you? We also have water, I'll just point out.
That's this is for the when you do your student gigs with Comedy Dave.
Don't really have any demands.
No.
What else do you need? A bit of alcohol, some sweets, and some water.
Yeah.
Do you not still ask for your trampoline?
No, that's
I get
great.
A towel.
That's gone. We ask for a towel as well. Actually,
we're quite low maintenance, I think.
Yeah. Well, what do you have on yours?
Wine and towels, and some water. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah. See. What else would you like on it? I mean, we can put it out there now if you want.
Well, not divas.
No.
Or famous enough to have huge riders.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fine.
Is that enough, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, see, Fee off of Chester, that's happened to her. My window cleaner caught me doing naked sit-ups. Very embarrassing.
Why would you do naked sit-ups? I mean, that's your own fault for doing sit-ups naked.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
No, you don't. Anything else you want to know from us? Just email. Put Dear Scott in the subject, that would help. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
So many people want Becky to do odd jobs around their house.
Yeah. Funny that.
Or their truck. I feel like taking off.